Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So at least Kristen is consistent this week. It was a couple of days ago. She thought she put Mo on the spot. I could see the panic come over his face. He had no idea what was going on at the time. So she's not done.
It was because she used my government name. That's out of
Maurice Mitchell.
All right. So who's your target this morning?
My target this morning is Cassandra Young.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're doing this and we're doing this now.
Cassie doesn't look nearly as nervous as Mo did.
I got two sick kids at home. I'm real tired. So everything is taking me, like, my processing. Like, everyone was laughing earlier, and then I was like, oh. I'm, like, on a three-second delay.
All right, so you are holding yourself accountable this month. Bert, you were not here when we determined what Cassie's punishment was going to be if she orders anything from a food delivery service.
All right, well, can I circle back on some stuff that you guys might have already covered because I wasn't here? Mm-hmm. So what is the goal? How often are you ordering and why now are you feeling like, okay, I got to make this change?
I've been feeling this way for a while and I've tried before. I've deleted the app and then I always install it or I use my husband's app and I reinstall mine and it's bleeding me dry and I need to stop. And I noticed I really started getting into a habit and I use it because I run out of time in the mornings or what have you. So it's like the one thing I can cut from my morning routine is food. And I know I can get it delivered so I can have more sleep or I can do dishes or whatever I have to do in the morning before I get out the door. But then it got to a point where one day I did it like every meal in a row. Another day I did an order from like a healthy fast food place. We'll put it that way. It doesn't have a drive through, but it has healthy ingredients. And I didn't pay attention to the fees because I'm like, oh, in store, it's probably going to be like $20. Mm. So let me add tax, tip, delivery. It's probably going to be like $30, which is a lot, but I call it it's the delivery tax. Like, that's just what you pay. And it was $70 for one bowl.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, gosh.
Yeah. And it made me feel sick to my stomach after that. And
how big was the bowl?
It was not, I mean, it's standard size. I don't want to say the name of like the restaurant, but it was like what you would order when you go in store for lunch. Okay. You could probably get two meals out of it.
But so this is a financial thing. Like
it's financial. Okay. And I'm ordering maybe 25 times a month, something like that, 26. I could be using that money to invest or elsewhere or saving it for vacations. It's just not a smart financial move. And part of getting my life together sounds like my life isn't together, but I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row. And my financial health is part of that picture. So this is something I know I need to address.
So the punishment is, we've determined, for the month of October, if Cassie utilizes any of those food delivery services, she has to expose how much she has spent this year in total on those food delivery services, and she has to then donate that money to Bert's Big Adventure.
Oh, I hope you fail miserably.
And she's like, it's not the donation that's going to hurt me. It's telling people how much I've spent thus far this year on food delivery.
Is it that embarrassingly high?
I think it is. Yeah. I can't even bring myself to calculate it. I just know it is, but I've always told myself, I'm like, this is... I rationalized it because we talk about like when you're a parent having a village to help you raise your child. And now the new conversation is we just don't have those structures anymore. So now you hire out your village with like you have people come in to clean if you can afford it, people like nannies and stuff. So in my head, I'm like, this is part of my village. I hired a chef at these different restaurants because really that's what I used it for is coping. It's not like I was like, I want tacos tonight. I'm not going to make them. It's I'm running around like I just don't have time to cook anything. I'm starving. The kids always have food. what am I going to eat? And that's, so I'm using, it's a crutch.
Okay.
All right. So since we're on the theme of accountability here, pick a date.
A date for what?
Pull up your calendar, pick a date that I am coming over to your house to watch your kids so you and your husband can go on a date. He just took you on a lovely weekend trip to the mountains for your birthday with the kids. I want you and him to go out on a date. We had a date picked back in August, but unforeseen circumstances, you like you broke your foot, other things happened. I totally get it. But now here we are in October, and we still don't have a date on the books. Pick a date.
Well, hold on a sec. Let's ask her if that's what she wants.
It is. I do.
It is.
I do want to go on a date with my husband. It's just...
because you broke your foot on purpose so you didn't have to go on a date.
That's what it is. I threw myself off a playground structure so I wouldn't have to tell my friend.
You
please
break
don't
the other one this time?
And even if you didn't, I mean, publicly you can say, like, that's really not an option. I don't want to do that.
And it's... when's the last time just you and Chad went out and had one-on-one time?
I mean, literally when I was pregnant with my first daughter. So almost 4 years.
What?
Wow. Exactly.
What?
Exactly. And that happens. That is not abnormal. I know plenty of people who get into that, like, I don't want to call it a rut, but it kind of is with kids and life. And then before you know it, it's been almost 4 years and you haven't had a date with your significant other.
Please take it from the guy who has a resume littered with failed relationships. that is one of the quickest ways to, like, lose your connection with your husband, wife, significant other.
Yeah, you know, it's not like we don't do things together as
you do
a family.
You guys are always, I love how active, because this family, you guys are constantly doing stuff together, which I absolutely love, and I think that is very important as well. But you and Chad having a date, also important.
It is. It's hard. And I was really hoping we could reconnect this past weekend, too. I was like, the kids will go to bed early and then we'll have the evenings. But no, they were up every night until 10, waking up at 5. Like, they just would not sleep, and then they got sick. And so it's just, I think when you're a parent of littles and multiple littles under, like, the age of 4, it's so hard. And then going back to the village, I'm lucky I have friends like Kristen. But, like, there's... you know, I just need to find a babysitter that I trust, and I'm not there yet. And that's going to be very hard for me to let go. So that's been a major part of it, is finding someone to watch the kids, because my family is all out of state, and then my friends all have kids, and I don't want to pull anybody away from their families to watch my kids. You know what I mean? It just,
just hear me loudly, though, because I think that is pretty common, that most families, you can't find somebody, and you don't want to be a hassle to anybody else, but then you look back, and you haven't had that one-on-one. That's a long time to go. Right. And although there are a lot of families that do that, that doesn't make it any healthier. So I think you can make not even excuses, just allow those obstacles to get in the way. And before you know it, you walk in the door and you're looking at each other and you're like, we're just friends.
It's honestly, it's been insane because of the show schedule, too. I go to bed so early. So we put the kids down, then I go to bed. So we don't even get to hang in the evenings. So I miss that. But it's just also so distracted and overwhelmed right now.
Right now. And you honestly, you shouldn't feel bad because you have two young kids. And I mean, I have the one that's 2.5, but it's getting easier. And so, and you know that, as you've seen with Hazel and as you see with Max, it's going to get easier and you guys are going to get that back into that rhythm again. But your goal today is to give me a date.
I can see the stress on your face. Like, you're kind of stressing out, like you got to come out with this date.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the schedule. And I think all you don't even have to be a parent, but just like the fall schedule, we've been back to back nonstop and I am exhausted.
Even if you guys want to go get a hotel room and take a nap, that's totally fine with me.
All right, here's the date. January 18th.
No! It has to be 2023!
2025.
When do they turn 18? That year.
You're on the spot. So she got 24 hours? Is that what you're saying?
24 hours, baby.
Okay.
You come back tomorrow. You have to have an exact date this year.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I love that. She's forcing me to pick a date so she can come watch my kids so I can have a break. That's what you call a good friend.
And I'll hire somebody to watch Kristen watching your kids. So for sure we know that they're safe, okay?
Thank you.
Get it. The Bert Show.